content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Carrie Magazine, Main and Broad Magazine, Wilmington Magazine, Our State, and possibly O. Henry Magazine. First article today is going to be out of the Carrie Magazine. Actually, let me say, the first two articles feature Maggie Award winners. The Maggie Awards are voted on by the readers of Carrie Magazine, Main and Broad, and Wake Living Magazine, highlighting notable businesses in Western Wake County, North Carolina. So, from Carrie Magazine, Catch the Smoke, Lawrence Barbecue Comes to Carrie, by Erin McKnight. This was a Maggie Award winner for Best New Restaurant. If you've never ordered raw oysters with your fresh sliced brisket, you've never eaten at Lawrence Barbecue. Of course, these aren't just any oysters. Chef owner Jake Wood, who admittedly would choose oysters as the one thing he would eat for the rest of his life, says these are literally the best oysters I've ever had anywhere. The fact that they come from North Sea Oyster Company, the sole oyster farm Lawrence Barbecue supports, bolsters Jake's hope that the restaurant gets to the point where selling 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 oysters a week. For a chef who broke down fish all day long at the Cowfish and the now defunct 18 Seaboard, this is a fitting goal. But then the wind changes direction and you get a scent of oak and hickory coming from the smokehouse on the side of the East Cedar Street building. There, 30 briskets are basking in the heat of the Game Changer, large-scale wood-fire rotisserie smoker Jake describes as filled with fire. Back when Lawrence Barbecue was still slinging food out of Boxyard RTP, their three smaller Lang reverse flow smokers were at the mercy of the elements. And we had to endure it, Jake says. But over 4 years, they learned how to work with fluctuations in the weather and the subsequent change in demand, especially when it came to the top-selling brisket. We knew what the winter was going to do. We knew what rainy days were going to do. We knew what hot days were going to do. But with consistency at Boxcard came a ceiling, partly due to a menu that featured barbecue staples and some curated sides. Jake says the popularity of one in particular, the Three Cheese Mac, which sold 400,000-plus servings, afforded him the opportunity to reopen the eatery as the new kid in downtown Carrie's restaurant scene. We have never been able to host folks in our own space, he says, so that is a lot of experience and something that we have a lot of space to grow within. Since opening the Carrie Outpost in mid-September of 2025, Jake shares that they haven't sold out a brisket, which is by design. Whereas at Boxyard, they would sell out and close up shop and go home, being the only barbecue restaurant in downtown Carrie meant that Jake didn't feel good about a concept that sold out. He wanted diners to be able to get fresh sliced brisket and pulled pork, sliced turkey, sticky ribs, carnitas-style pulled pork, and more, whenever they wanted it. This concept, though, Jake says, takes a lot of work. He and his wife and co-owner Brandy Wood weren't actively looking to open a restaurant until a friend recommended the space. The couple found the building's landlords unbelievable to work with, and Jake says they opened the new Lawrence Barbecue by the skin of our teeth, with every penny we got, with every piece of equipment that we had. That meant that they needed to be fastidious about minimizing waste, creating a center-of-the-plate product that people want from what would otherwise be discarded. In this case, Sandoz and burgers. Jake shares that a brisket originally weighing 12 pounds is trimmed to 8, which then comes out of the smoker at 6 pounds. With the cost of meat at an all-time high and brisket being a mostly non-profitable product for restaurants, leftover smoked brisket is ground into burgers, and trimmings are rendered into tallow that is used to toast the buns they're served on. The goal in expanding the menu wasn't purely to limit waste. Although the tacos and brisket always sell, Jake doesn't want to alienate someone who doesn't eat meat or who might not want the heaviness of barbecue. Variety comes in the form of fresh ceviche in the spring and summer, or chimichurri orzo, a bright and fresh chilled pasta salad that Jake says cuts through the fatty mouthfeel of barbecue. Potato salad, coleslaw, all those things, that's your typical barbecue restaurant, Jake explains. And we'd like to think that our sides are a little bit more unique than your typical. They're a little more flavorful. We put a little more fun into it, he says. However, we can do a lot more. This is where Jake's fine dining background comes into play. Intentionally pushing limits on tradition while continuing to honor the heritage and culture of North Carolina barbecue. Although the menu will remain smoke and fire driven, a spring refresh will call on partners at the coast to feature local fish. Lawrence's might be smoked. It might be fried. But it will continue to share space with the signature smoked meats born out of Boxyard. Growing up in North Carolina, Jake says, it was always fried shrimp, barbecue, hush puppies. So we're not that far off. We're just doing it with a little bit more attention. Sides will be getting more seasonal, and Jake will lean into the sourcing and relationships the restaurant cultivates with farmers all over the state. The same is true for the bar menu. Drinks like the Beachy Painkiller and Woody's Old Fashioned, an homage to Jake's dad, will remain, but as bar manager Corey Jordan explains, we're going to start focusing on pairing a lot more with our food. Leisure beverages, boozy, fruity, easy-to-drink cocktails introduced at Boxyard will remain and ensure that the spirit of leisure is alive and well. This unpretentiousness is signature Lawrence Barbecue. As Jake says, we are not looking to go out and do anything crazy. We hope that you can come here and feel comfortable enough to just chill out and feel good. Let us take the wheel. Even on busier days at Boxyard, with people quickly swinging by to pick up their food, establishing a signature atmosphere just wasn't possible. Now, Jake relishes just feeling the energy and the vibe of Cary, including the experience of being involved in the town's Christmas parade, as well as daily interactions with people walking their dogs, exercising, or going to work. At Lawrence Barbecue, chef owner Jake Wood's fine dining background meets his mission to honor the craft. While Jake wants the spirit of leisure to be whatever you need it to be, from family-friendly to full bar, catering that can now run simultaneous to regular service, and delectable desserts literally out of Grandma's kitchen, he has a group of people in here who are super stoked to make this a perfect experience for you. With a patio being completed this spring, plus plans for takeout order service and interior inclusions of a hot case and a dessert station, Jake wants his Cary neighbors to know that Lawrence Barbecue intends to grow up here. This is our home now, and we want to share what we do and what makes us excited with the community. Since the Boxyard days, however, one thing hasn't changed. When Cary Magazine visited in 2021, Jake said, "We're trying to stick to our version of authentic barbecue, whether it's from North Carolina or Texas or another region." In January of 2025, the beginning of the restaurant's first full year in Cary, he similarly said, "We're not Texas barbecue. We're not North Carolina barbecue. We're just Lawrence barbecue." And I have said that before, and I really mean that. Lawrence Barbecue is closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. They are open Wednesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are located at 150 East Cedar Street in Cary, North Carolina. Their phone is 919-234-6939, and their website, lawrencebarbecue.com. From Main and Broad Magazine, Restaurant Spotlight, Truman's Smokehouse and Kitchen by David McCreary. Truman White doesn't consider himself a chef. "I'm just a cook," the easygoing Alabama native says with an understated smile. This straightforward self-appraisal reveals the humble yet workmanlike approach the restaurant proprietor brings to his new namesake eatery in downtown Fuquay. Guests come early and often to get their fill of everything from breakfast bowls and specialty coffee drinks to barbecue platters and craft cocktails. No doubt they appreciate the relaxed vibe, generous portions, and friendly service they encounter with each visit. Fittingly, the restaurant just received 2026 Maggie Award honorable mentions for Best New Restaurant, Best Breakfast, and Best Barbecue categories. "We are excited to be recognized by our loyal guests," says Truman, a Navy veteran turned IT professional who has always enjoyed cooking and eating quality comfort food. From the time he was just 8 years old, he helped make pizza and other family favorites alongside his mother and grandmother. "What originally began as a food truck has grown into a brick-and-mortar eatery situated in the former Bruss on Main in downtown Fuquay. Sometime last year, I was at the mill, envisioning owning and running a place in the local community," Truman explains. Shortly afterward, he told Bruss owner Tracy Gower to keep him in mind if she ever wanted to leave. Eventually, the timing worked out. Truman's opened its doors for business in mid-2025. "We took our time to get the kitchen set up just the way we wanted it," says Truman, adding that the restaurant has a small, reliable smoker oven on site. "Most days involve cooking and serving everything from chicken and waffles to burgers to smoked meats." There's a good reason Maine and Broad readers enjoy visiting Truman's for the first meal of the day. The garbage bowl, a classic returning favorite from the Bruss menu, is the ultimate hearty breakfast. A messy heap of eggs, cheese, corned beef hash, all smothered in sausage gravy over crispy potatoes or creamy pimento cheese grits. "When we opened, we weren't necessarily thinking we'd be a place for breakfast," Truman explains. "But what we found was that the community really supports breakfast service, especially on the weekends." "Be sure to try the biscuits, which are made with love using white lily flour, buttermilk, and lard. My mom is the best biscuit maker you'll ever meet, and she came here and taught our crew how to make them," Truman shares. For a lighter option, choose sourdough avocado toast crowned with egg, tomato, and everything bagel seasoning. "We get the bread from our good friends at Stick Boy, which is right next door," Truman reveals. Pair your breakfast with a cappuccino, espresso, or Americano brewed with locally procured Java from Oak City Coffee Roasters, an intentional change from the New York-sourced beans previously served at Bruss on Main. Or kick it up a notch with a specialty latte like the Wound Up Tortoise with white chocolate and caramel, or the creme de menthe infused stoked grasshopper. The Wound Up Tortoise and another called Wound Up Turtle were best-selling coffee drinks on the previous menu, so we purposely kept them around, Truman says. Solid midday food options include a Reuben sandwich featuring house-smoked corned beef, a smash burger drizzled with zesty pub sauce, and the French pig comprising pulled pork, cheddar, pickles, onions, and a ridiculously good sweet and tangy barbecue sauce. "We make the sauce in 5-gallon batches," says Truman. "When we first started, it had 19 ingredients, but now we've got it down to 12, including ginger and honey." At lunch or dinner, tempting spring roll appetizers are well worth consideration. Whether you select the crispy rolls stuffed with pulled pork and mac and cheese, buffalo chicken, or smoked brisket and pimento cheese, you can't go wrong. "Our pimento cheese is made with extra sharp cheddar, Duke's mayo, a touch of honey, hot sauce, and fresh jalapenos," Truman discloses. If you see it on the menu, order the fried green tomatoes with goat cheese and a balsamic reduction. 2 and 3 meat platters are crowd-pleasing favorites, particularly at dinner time. Choose from among beef brisket, pulled pork, sausage, meatloaf, and turkey, plus two side items, pickles and Texas toast. The smoked meats are the stars of the show, especially the brisket, says Truman, who advised that the highly desired protein often sells out. We're using prime beef smoked low and slow over hickory wood, he adds. Don't ignore the shrimp and grits, involving sautéed shrimp served atop creamy grits imbued with scratch-made pimento cheese. Or ask if the fall-off-the-bone St. Louis-style pork spare ribs are available. Just be sure to have plenty of napkins handy. Rewarding side items include ham hock-tinged collard greens, whiskey-battered onion rings, and sidewinders, a cross between crinkle-cut and steak fries. Our French fries are seasoned with our barbecue rub and cooked in beef tallow, which makes them crispier and adds flavor, Truman says. When it comes to libations, Truman's accessible full-service bar churns out quality craft cocktails. Curated mimosa flights, another brusque carryover, are popular on weekends. The restaurant offers counter service for breakfast and lunch and table service for dinner. We are not fine dining by any means, says Truman. The atmosphere for breakfast and lunch is very relaxed, but for dinner we lower the lights and make it a bit more intimate. We want people to feel comfortable and get a good portion for a fair price. A cozy lounge area affords guests access to an electric fireplace, while a pet-friendly outdoor patio comfortably seats 25 to 30 people. Truman's Smokehouse and Kitchen is open Wednesday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., with dinner on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 8 p.m. The restaurant operates on a walk-in basis, and event catering is available. They are located at 135 South Main Street in Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. Their phone is 919-285-3399. Their website, tru-b-que.com. And they're also found on Insta at Truman's Smokehouse. All right, I'm going to switch directions a little bit here. From O. Henry Magazine, Greensboro's Perfect Pastry. The Apple Fritter at Donut World Can Love You Back, by Brian Clary. Gigi Williams knows exactly what she wants. She breezes right through the front door of Donut World's Battlegrounds Avenue location, past dozens and dozens of donuts, twisted ones, rolled ones, the standard one-hole punch, and beelines to a particular spot in the long glass case. May I have an apple fritter, please, she says, gesturing to the dozen fritters behind the glass, arranged in a glistening grid on a parchment-papered baking tray. Make it two, her partner jumps in, peering into the display cases, and a cup of coffee. Behind the counter, Luz Martinez gathers the order. The couple hunches over their fritters at a corner table before a day of shopping. But the real reason they made the drive into Greensboro from Oak Ridge this morning is in their hands. It's the fritter. I'm shopping, William says, but I can't do it without this. After culinary school, she spent decades working in high-end kitchens around the country before settling in Oak Ridge with her partner. And of all the dishes she has tried from kitchens all over the world, this simple one keeps her coming back. She started asking for an apple fritter yesterday, her partner reveals. Martinez confirms. Indeed, the apple fritter is the most popular item on the Donut World menu, which should come as no surprise to the thousands of Gate City residents who have already discovered it on their own or through the advice of a trusted palate. The day began with about 10 dozen of them. Now, at the noon hour, she is halfway through her inventory. This apple fritter stands alone among the offerings at Donut World. Cake and rise donuts, buttermilk bars, filled donuts, twisted donuts, little donut holes topped with glaze, Jimmy's, crystalline sugar, fruity cereal, chopped peanuts, shaved coconut, crumbled Oreos, and straight-up chocolate chips, all of which are uniformly excellent. But the fritter? It is a near-perfect example of the form. elegant in its simplicity, impeccably portioned, faultlessly prepared, and highly accessible. You can get one in your hands at either the Battleground Avenue or West Market Street location for a couple of bucks. There is nothing fancy about a fritter. It is nothing but a bit of dough or batter folded with an ingredient or two and then deep fried. You can fritter just about anything, savory or sweet. There are corn fritters, blueberry fritters, conch fritters, pumpkin fritters, chicken fritters, banana fritters, cheese fritters, with variations around the globe. You could arguably label croquettes as a type of fritter, along with tempura and pakora. The apple fritter is perhaps the lowest common denominator of fritter, available at every donut shop across the nation, in the packaged pastry section of the grocery, even inside the occasional vending machine. But a first encounter with the Donut World apple fritter might leave the customer wondering if they had ever truly eaten a fritter before. Its soft, light interior is encased in a toasty brown bark, formed when the crenellations in the dough succumb to the deep fry. Its crunch intensified by a thin layer of glaze icing. The ratio of apple filling to dough is practically Fibonaccian, enough so that you get some in almost every bite, but not so much as to turn the whole thing into a mashed-up jelly donut. "I just love pulling it apart," says Williams, tearing into her fritter. "That first bite, you can tell it's handmade, not machine-made." Shop owner Leanne Lee brought the recipe with her when she and her family moved to Greensboro from San Luis Obispo, California. She comes from a long line of donut makers. Her family owns the Sunrise Donuts chain in Southern California, but she wasn't thinking about donuts when she first got here. They came across the country for her husband's job, and Lee wasn't sure how she would contribute to the family's finances. The answer quickly became clear. "We did not see any family-owned donut shops in Greensboro like we had in California," she says, "so I bring one into the area." The first shop on West Market Street is where the apple fritter began to make a name for itself in Greensboro. It quickly became the flagship store's best-selling item. The reason for the pastry's popularity is simple as pie. "People love them very much," she says. The recipe is extraordinarily simple, with just three ingredients: dough, not batter, apple filling, and cinnamon. You mix them together, you let them rise, fry until golden brown, and then pour glaze all over them, she says, just like everywhere else. The difference is the care and love we put into them. I suspect that the care and love translates into the perfect fry time, just long enough to develop that magnificent crunchy bark, but not so long that the fritter becomes drenched with oil. First one side, and then a practiced flip to brown the other. "That's just technique," Lee says. "When you do something for so long and with so much love, you know exactly how long to fry them and exactly when to spin them." Back in the donut shop, Williams has finished her apple fritter and is ready to begin her shopping. But before she does, she has a request on this day for a reporter working the pastry beat. "Please," she says, "do not share this secret. Not everyone needs to know. I want to be able to get my fritters." "Sorry, Gigi, that's not how we do things around here. Something this delectable needs to be shared." Donut World is located at 2509 Battleground Avenue C in Greensboro, North Carolina. Their phone number is 336-286-6001. And finally, today from our state, Rise and Dine at Hatch by Elizabeth Lisher. Dozens of savory breakfast burritos bundled in foil sat behind the bar at Durham's Accordion Club. Former co-founder Talitha Benjamin had come in early that Sunday morning, as she did every weekend, carefully filling and folding each little bundle for a steadily growing crowd of regulars. Hatch Burritos began as a Sunday pop-up at the neighborhood spot, where it quickly grew a following thanks in part to the new Mexican Happy Meal, a breakfast burrito paired with a small Pony Boy beer, a shot of tequila, and a chili back. After selling her interest in the bar, Benjamin incorporated Hatch as her own entity in 2023. she began hosting events at many Durham staples, from Gocciolina to Loco Pops, barely able to meet the demand and constantly selling out. I popped up all over the place, she says. Anyone who'd have me, I'd pop up. What began as a dozen hot foil-wrapped burritos had grown into a full-scale operation, and it was clear she needed to expand. After working through logistics, she settled on a refurbished fire extinguisher building in downtown Durham. Hatch opened in November of 2025. It's been a big project, Benjamin says, but it's really going well, and I am so lucky to be working with the people I'm working with. Any burrito can be smothered with Hatch Valley green chili, toasted in the oven, and garnished with sour cream, guacamole, and pico de gallo. Smothered burritos are very New Mexican, Benjamin says. I think uniquely so. It goes back to the chili. Everyone wants as much of the chili as possible. Now with a permanent home for her restaurant, Benjamin has been able to expand the menu, adding lunch burritos and enchiladas to her usual lineup of signature breakfast wraps. Other Hatch favorites featuring the restaurant's pepper include the roasted green chili stew and creamy pimento cheese, Benjamin's one mashup between Southern food and New Mexico cuisine. Everything else is very basic, very traditional style foods. I'm almost running out of time. Let's see. The green chilies are ubiquitous in New Mexico, she says. You can't get around them at all. It is something that New Mexican farmers protect, and they have secured them as a variety of chili that has to be grown in the Hatch Valley. While heat levels vary, Hatch green chilies are known for their slightly sweet, smoky flavor, best enjoyed tucked into a warm, satisfying morning wrap. Hatch Burritos is located at 723 North Mangum Street in Durham, North Carolina. Their phone is 984-278-8548, and their website, hatchburritosnc.com. And if you want to see the full article, it is in Our State magazine. So we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.